So this is Septic Safe with Margaret
and Jenny.
Thanks for joining us. Thanks for rejoining the group, the cult of toilet enthusiasts,
poopers,
bowel movement,
normalizing.
Poop. Yeah, it's where it's at. So join the revolution. Welcome back to Septic Safe, guys. Episode 5. Right?
We're back. Not popular demand.
Right?
Nobody asked for this.
And we are not filming in your house. We are in Goggleworks filming at Pagoda City Studios today.
Yeah.
So we're fancy.
Very exciting.
Wearing
legit
headphones, having microphones.
Can't believe it.
We're so excited.
You can't hear my dog in the back or the air conditioning?
No, and your dog died, Jen.
She did die.
Oh.
Well, it's happened since we stepped away.
It has.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got knocked up.
Oh, geez.
On purpose. I have a son. He's going to be 3. So yeah,
beautiful.
I wasn't even like about to be pregnant when we last filmed. And I also got a detachable shower head, which is a huge big deal because I was talking about in the shower when you try to rinse your butt, it's hard if it's just high up there. You got to really angle yourself. So I got a detachable shower head. Now I just pull that puppy down. And
game
I'm clean.
Changer.
It's a game changer.
And it can't get you pregnant?
It can't get me pregnant. That's right. And, oh yeah. That's okay. I mean, I would never use it for pleasure. I would never do that.
You've never done that?
No.
I did it once and I got a UTI.
Oh no. I mean, I was being funny. You know. And then, the pandemic happened too, right? That thing.
Oh yeah.
That little blip. MBD.
Yeah. I don't know.
What's new with you? Tell me about you.
It was weird during the pandemic time. You know, the months went by and nothing would happen. And then all of a sudden it was July. And I'm like, what are we doing for Easter this year? I'm like, oh, wait, it's like July 17th.
Easter, you missed it.
It was so strange.
Jesus rose, but you missed it.
I did miss it again.
As usual. And then my body got on like a schedule of pooping, I was at home all the time. So my poop schedule went crazy. I was just like, whenever I wanted, I could go. But back at work, it's more of a controlled thing, except sometimes you don't have control. Like this morning, you were going to be here really soon and I just went to pee, but I had Duncan. And sometimes it just like hits you. And I was on the toilet at work that you don't go. Like pooping at work has like, there's rules. It's like Fight Club. And there's a bathroom that none of us poop in. And I was sitting there this morning and I went and I did a courtesy flush, which is when you flush right away. But I didn't have my special wipe. So then I had to do like a second round. The toilet paper holder fell off and I had to like get it back. It was a lot. Anyway.
Shit show.
It was a shit show. And then now there's a toilet, a bathroom on the second floor now. And it's one toilet in a big room. It's almost like the size of my office. And there's a push lock. And you sit on the toilet and you're far away and you're like, did I lock it? Is someone going to walk in on me pooping?
You can't get up and like,
no,
you know.
It's so far away. And then you have to commit to knowing that you hopefully locked it. And then the last kicker on that is that there's a vacant or occupied sign that you manually switch that doesn't have any effect on the lock. So you have to make a conscious choice. Am I going to say I'm in here taking a dump? Or am I just going to be like, I'm not really here?
That's just what it should just be, a picture of a poop that pops up when you lock it.
That's
so
cute.
Everybody knows what you're doing in
right?
there.
Right, yeah. And then I see people going that way and I'm thinking, I know what you're doing. It's kind of gross, but.
You know the situation at the salon. We talked about this in one of the episodes. The bathroom is very close to some stations and you better hope you don't poop in there.
Right.
There's a bathroom in the basement. We just have to get it fixed. But,
in the meantime,
employees
though,
could shit down there.
Yeah. Oh,
which would be nice.
Yeah.
I try not to poop at work anymore. I've got
so
my
bad
thing down.
For you because that's like your body's septic tank. It's like pooping. You can't keep that in there. That's not healthy.
No,
you got to get it out. But
but
your bathroom is really close.
It's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that.
It's pretty gross. Speaking of getting it out, so since we've been away, I found out that my entire colon was completely constipated.
Ew.
From
you're completely
stomach to anus, almost totally backed
up. Backtracked.
Backed up.
Backlogged.
Big backlog. Huge
wow.
backlog. But I was pooping daily. So I didn't know that I was constipated, but I was having all sorts of pain, all sorts of discomfort, like hip to hip, excruciating pain. Felt like I had like a rod up my ass all day long. Like it was.
And not the kind of rod you want up there.
Not pleasurable.
Oh.
No.
Not Rod Stewart.
I love Rod Stewart.
You do? But
I wasn't that rod.
Ooh.
So the thing is, like, I would have put him up like backwards so his cool hair would be.
Yeah, you got to see the white little, like a little tickle tickle coming out there.
So the doctor, I asked for an x-ray because I'm like, something's going on.
You're like, I have cancer. That's where I would have gone.
I want to know. I was like a bowel obstruction, tumor, whatever. What's going on? Because it really hurt. And she's like, look at this x-ray. All the black spots are poop. Here is poop. There is poop. All of that is poop. I'm like, oh my God. And she felt so bad that I've been going through this for years. And didn't know. And she's like,
wait, so you've had block up for years and you didn't know?
Because I've had ultrasounds in the past and they've shown constipation in my, you know, down there.
Yeah.
Because it's a, you know, vaginal ultrasound. So I'm like, why? It says this every time, prominent bowel. So I looked it up, said it could be an obstruction. Only way to find out is get an x-ray. Went in Thursday night, demanded an x-ray, found all this out. So she told me to cut out gluten, meat, dairy, rice, beans.
Beans. I think beans are supposed to make you shit.
It's too much fiber, can go wrong for people. Oh. So anyway, I was like, so to get rid of this constipation, you're prescribing anorexia nervosa. Like, I can do it. I've mastered one mental illness. I can master another.
Oh, mental illness, right? It was just mental.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month.
But it's June.
We've been on hiatus because I have bipolar disorder. So they tell you in the mental health community, like, don't say, I am bipolar. Like, okay. You wouldn't say, I am cancer.
Right. I am a cancer, though.
You are a cancer. That's why I love you. But to not say, like, I'm cancer, I'm bipolar, it's like, cancer doesn't cause you to sneak into somebody's house in the middle of the night because you want to fuck. And cancer doesn't, you know, cancer's not going to, it might ruin your life, but it's not going to be because of, like, risk taking or anything like that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, does diabetes make you impulsively quit your job?
Oh.
Make one pair of earrings and then spiral out of control for 2.5 years?
I see what you're saying.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm. I am bipolar. Like, it's a thing.
Yeah.
It's,
I think you can say you are bipolar.
I think.
Why didn't say it?
It can define me because it affects how I live my life every day.
I think people have told me I have ADHD. Like, sure. I don't know.
I think lots of people do.
Right? Yeah. I'm like the squirrel mentality. Like, I am so, I'll be talking to you and I'll just go forward and you'll be like, wait, what? And I'm like, sorry. We time traveled into a different topic.
I can keep up though.
You can.
And I don't mind it. I'm like, oh, it's fine.
And I don't mind when you try to sneak into my house and try to fuck me. Like, I'm always like, hey, baby.
Oh, it was you?
Oh, yeah. It hurt. You had that rod with you.
Don't pull that rod out for me.
I can't stop. No, I can't stop thinking about, like, Rod Stewart's hair coming out of your butt.
Wake up, Jenny. Wake up.
Oh, man. Oh, pooping. Right. So, sorry. See? Squirrel. Poop. We were watching Breaking Bad again at home just because it's so good. And Hank is a character in the show, and he's a policeman, or he's probably a detective. I don't know.
Brother-in-law
of Heisenberg. Mm-hmm. He cooks the meth, if you didn't know. And he gets shot, and he's, you know, trying to get back from not being able to walk. And there's a scene where his wife, like, puts a bedpan under his ass. And I was just thinking, like, it would suck to shit in a bedpan because, like, you're pooping and it's just like, what if it's a big one? It just gets like a little mountain.
It doesn't stop.
Right. And it just, like, kisses your butt. Ew. And then there's Mr. Hanky the Christmas Pooh from South Park.
Oh,
so it's all connected, Jen. It's all connected.
I've never gone in a bedpan.
No, me neither.
What's the weirdest place you've ever
taken a dump?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
oh my God.
Does it include accidental ones?
Sure.
I've got two.
Mm-hmm.
One I talked about in a previous podcast, so I'm going to leave that for the past.
Okay.
You can go ahead and look at it. Go look at it. Look at the podcast.
Look at my dump.
This is really embarrassing, okay?
We're here to talk about it.
I know. We're going to normalize pooping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's kind of what this is about. That and, like, don't listen with your family. But you could. Let them learn all these things. All right. Long time ago, I was living with someone. I can't emphasize how long ago this was. And only one other person knows the story. But the person I was with had in one of those exercise balls that you sit on at the desk, and I was sitting on it, and, you know, I was wearing, like, I'd woken up, I sometimes sleep in, like, nightgowns, you know, but no undies, you know, you want that freedom at the end of the day. Anyway, I was sitting there, and I did a little fart, and I was like, oh, and I got up, and there was, like, a little Hershey kiss on the exercise ball, and, yeah, I call it the sphere moment, like, because it was, like, a sphere, also a horror movie. But yeah, that's the weirdest place I took a dump of my life, probably.
It is a weird place. And then me,
I didn't take a dump. I left a kiss. It was a little kiss. And then he didn't know. I was just like, it was adorable.
I mean, he probably thought, like, did this come from me?
No, he didn't know. I got rid of it.
I pooped in a sandbox when I was little. It was at our house.
That's normal. You're like a cat.
I was a kid. Yeah.
You know? Like a kitty.
I was a kid. It was on the side of the house, between the house and a row of trees. Nobody could see me. But then later, my dad's like, who shit in the sandbox?
How old were you?
Probably like 5 or 6.
Yeah. But you were like a cat. Like, I didn't mean like a kitty. I meant like a cat.
Yeah, like a cat. I think, I was obsessed with cats when I was little.
Yeah, you're like, I'm going to become one by pooping in the sandbox. My kid takes dumps in the toilet.
That's amazing. That's
not the toilet.
Moment.
No. That was a dream wish. No, my kid poops in the tub, Jen.
Oh, that's right.
I poop in the tub too sometimes when I was little. Mm-hmm. Not now. Not as a grown up. Wow. This is going off the rails. Okay. So the first time my kid ever crapped in the tub was he had diarrhea. He wasn't feeling well. And then he like stood up and just flying out. I was like a mess. I was like horrified by him, but you don't want to make him feel bad. But it was hard not to be like, And then and then after that, I think it's a very relaxing place to be. It's warm. And
it's
then
like birth in the water.
Yeah. Exactly. And he has pooped in the tub a few times. And I have like a whole plan of action now when it happens. I'm just super calm. And then I tell him we're going to get his prison shower because like all the hot water's gone. And so I empty the tub. We like fish the turds out with like toilet paper, throw them in the toilet. And then he gets his prison shower, which is like lukewarm water with some soap and the shower head, once again, coming in handy.
Totally.
And it's done.
That was a good move on your part. So you got the shower head before he was pooping in the tub?
Yeah. Got it for myself. I got it for my butt. And that's it. Nothing else.
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, man. So we used to talk about celebrity death predictions.
Yes.
And looking back, listening back, we have nailed a couple. I told Jen that Kenny Loggins died this morning, but she's like, no, but it wasn't. It's Kenny Rogers. He died. God. And also Wilfred Brimley died. But
we saw that one coming.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. So that's sad. We want to talk about something uplifting. Mm-hmm. So like, who would we give immortality to if we could? And we're both going to have a say.
And your husband suggested that it could be retroactive. So
right.
I'm going to take a guess.
It too.
I'm going to take a guess. Yeah, I was thinking that this morning.
Okay.
I would
have
go
like
back
two in mind.
And save some people.
Okay. Yeah, okay, save people. Right. But I have two in mind. Who are you going to pick for me?
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh, shit. That's a good one. Mm. I wasn't going to pick him.
No?
Mm-mm. Sorry.
Anthony Bourdain. No.
Oh, I'd pick him too.
Oh.
Okay, yeah. I'd pick like everyone I like. Yeah. But my first thought was George Harrison from the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, Ringo and Paul are still alive. Probably, like, John Lennon was like a wife beater, I guess. I didn't realize
kinda
that.
Not nice. Yeah.
Not nice.
Yeah.
You know, they all probably had their moments. But George, I saw so many like Beatles documentaries recently. Mm-hmm. And he was so cool.
So sweet.
Him or River Phoenix is kind of where my brain was.
Okay.
What about you? Who would you bring back?
So I was thinking about it since you suggested it this morning. I think I'd bring back John Bonham from Led Zeppelin, the drummer.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we going?
Yay. I don't know him, but that's cool. I'm sure he was a great drummer if he was in Led Zeppelin.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And then,
Oh, you said a great one. Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah.
I loved him so much.
Or Bourdain.
I'd still say take Lindsay Lohan. Like, I'll trade her any day. What's she doing? She's stupid. I don't know why I hate her so much. I just do.
I think we have those people. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're just like, All right, here we go. So irrational fears.
Oh,
We were going to do a spotlight on that here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's sound off with one.
Sound off with one? Oh, you go. You go first. It's like
my irrational fear is that every time I see a plane flying through the sky, I think it's going to explode. I think I'm going to watch it burst into flames. And I'm at to the point where I'm like, why hasn't it happened yet?
Yeah, I think I have that too. Mm-hmm. Not a fear, and this is going to sound horrible, but like I feel like I can control it or something. Like, pew, pew! Like, if I think it's going to happen. But I literally don't want anyone to die. It's more about just like the airplane being in the air. Like, have you ever seen La Bamba with, his name?
Mm-hmm.
What's the actor's name? That guy. Lou Diamond Phillips.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's in La Bamba, and they in his dreams, he sees that happening. But yeah, that's a good one, because I really feel like that should happen. And I think that was an episode of Breaking Bad. Again, all connected. Wow. I think so. Yeah.
Wow.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, I guess 9/11 did that to me. I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did not make that happen, just for the record. I did not make that happen.
It wasn't your inside job?
Mm-mm. No. Oh, those are interesting. Those people, like the lizard people, there were all these conspiracy theories happening during like post 9/11, and there were lizard people videos. So you'd see like Condoleezza Rice. That's a Chappelle reference there. Yeah. Sticking her lizard tongue out. George Bush. So I really got into watching like the lizard people videos. It's almost like the Village People, but the lizard people. And I really got into it. I don't believe it. I just think it was kind of exciting and interesting to check it out.
I need to watch these. Oh, yeah. I've seen them.
That's your homework. You need to go read about some conspiracy theories, because it really makes the world go round.
My parents were kind of like, they do that sometimes. They're like, did you know? I'm like, I don't want to know. Don't go there.
Inside job. Mm-hmm. But yeah, my irrational fears, I have so many. I mean, and I feel it's like the Final Destination movies, the logs on the back of the trucks falling off. The other day I was driving, there was the ladder, and you're like, is it secure? Is it secure? Are you sure it's secure? And then I'm like, let me get away from that car. And I always try to be really like hyper, like ninja focused, because if that happens, I want to be ready to duck.
Oh, yeah.
But you know it's not going to happen. Mm-mm. I'm just going to like,
yeah, it's going to be that day where you're like, let it go, sun is shining.
I'm staying present. Mm-hmm. I'm good. I'm happy.
And just then, masturbated with my shower head.
Oh, my God. Life is great. You got to let that go. I'm just kidding. But yeah, no, that's a big one. I don't like that. Those things are scary.
Another one of mine is whenever I cross a body of water, I look over and I think I'm going to see a dead body, like in the river or the creek or something.
That's not, exciting. Yeah. I think that's exciting. Yeah. And then, when I was a kid, and still to this day, if I go under a bridge, I like to hold my breath, or like a covered bridge.
Oh,
not like Amish style or something, but like a industrial, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm going to hold my breath, because I think if I hold my breath, it won't collapse on me. I know that's not true. But I have a fear of that. And when I was a kid, I hated going over long bridges over bodies of water. I just have.
I remember, people said to hold your breath doing that. I'm like, how?
Right.
You're going to die that way instead of the bridge collapsing.
And in movies, when people are underwater, I often try to hold my breath to see if I can like hold my breath as long as they can. I just saw Kate Winslet held her breath the longest out of any like actor underwater.
Way.
She beat Tom Cruise.
No way.
7 minutes and some seconds. And I'm like, I can't even like hold my breath to like rinse my face in the shower.
Wow.
I know.
That's like some Wim Hof stuff. Have you heard of that too?
Yeah. He does the cold showers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No thanks. Yeah. I tried it once and I'm like, why the fuck would anyone want to do this? Like, I don't want to be cold.
Extend your life, I guess.
I guess. Yeah. Mm. I'd rather have donuts than diabetes.
Diabetes. Right about. Back to Brimley.
Yeah.
So when you're watching a movie, do you also like, I mean, my face like contorts like theirs does. Like, you know, when you're like, like in anticipation. It's like, I get it from my mom. It's so embarrassing.
I kind of want to watch a movie with you now and just stare at you. Would that make you uncomfortable?
Totally. 100%.
Yeah. All right. Well, then I guess in the movie theater, I could do that, but I wouldn't watch the movie then. No, I think that's normal, though, to make those kinds of reactions and have that kind of fear. I always have to have my feet off the ground when I watch Jaws. Mm. And I still think to this day that, you know, the movie Pet Sematary.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that little Gage son of a bitch. He like cuts the guy's like Achilles tendon with the knife, the scalpel. So even I'm 40, right? I still get freaked out when I'm getting ready for battle. Like I have to get off the floor as soon as I can. Because even now we're sitting on like a futon. Like, is that little hand going to come out?
A little critter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Something.
That's creepy. But yeah, so I guess we have lots of irrational fears, and that's what this podcast is really about.
I think we also have OCD and ADHD. Like, that's obsessive thinking. Holding your breath under a bridge so you don't think it's going to collapse.
I mean, I don't always do it. Stop trying to diagnose
me. Sorry, yeah, this isn't a psychiatric podcast.
Well, maybe it is. Pooping, thinking.
Health.
My mom always told me to think round when I was little and I couldn't go. She said, think round, Maggie. That's what my mom calls me.
Oh, think round.
Yeah, Maggie. It might help you.
Okay.
Maggie.
Like Meg, like round, like just think out, like.
Think a round shape coming out of your butthole and that will help you poop. Think
I was somewhere else.
Where did you go?
I thought it was some like positive thinking thing, like expand your thinking.
No, yeah. My mom's not like
think
that.
Think round.
Mm-mm. No, just think round so the shit comes out of your butt real easy and isn't stuck up there. So did you do like any kind of enemas during this? Like, have you ever tried an enema?
No, we were getting close to that point.
Oh.
Because I was like, I can't take this anymore. It's an osmotic laxative, what the doctor...
Osmotic?
Osmotic.
Is that brand name?
No, it's the type. It draws water into your bowels, and that's what moves it. It's not a stimulant. So stimulants are just going to make you like, I've got to go.
So they stimulate your bowels. Antidepressant for your bowels.
Yeah. So the osmotic is like the gentlest way to do it.
Okay.
So
did it work?
She told me to drink magnesium citrate and okay. She was like, get near a bathroom. So I had to work the next day. So I did it the following night and I went 18 times in 4 days.
Whoa. You
yeah.
counted?
I had to.
Oh, because you had to report back.
Well, no, I didn't have to. I just had to for myself. Because I was like, oh, here's one. Here's two. Yeah.
Wow.
It was like 5, 5, 5, and then 3.
Do you use butt wipes though? Do I know that
about you? I don't use butt wipes. I probably should have.
Do you ever get like stains on your underwear from not wiping enough, Jen?
Mm-mm.
I'm just gonna, okay,
mm-mm.
Well, you're a better woman than I am. I gotta use those butt wipes. That's a lot of pooping, Jen.
It's a lot of pooping. A lot of toilet paper.
See, the butt wipes will help. Like, my butt would
like
be
soothing.
Sore.
Yeah.
It's the soothing. It's like the, I know I'm clean. I really can't push that enough. What is the brand? Cottonelle?
Cottonelle.
Do you hear me?
Cottonelle.
Sponsor this.
Mm-hmm.
Sponsored. No, it's not sponsored,
name
but
drop.
It should be. We watched that, what's the one where they're addicted to different things? Not Intervention, which is
My Strange Addiction.
My Strange
yeah.
Addiction. Mm-hmm. This couple became addicted to coffee enemas.
Ooh.
Yeah. So they'd be like, oh, we can't do shit in our day because we got to do more coffee enemas. And you know, they have like the fact screen that comes up like coffee enemas could do the following to you. And like, I think it was like you could have a heart attack.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
These people were just so into putting coffee up their butts and pooping.
Oh my God.
Like I like to drink my coffee in my mouth.
And that'll do it. I mean, you had the Dunkin' experience this morning.
The Dunkin' experience. That's almost like the Jimi Hendrix experience, but the Dunkin' experience. Yeah. I love Dunkin'. I do.
Coffees release it. You excrete stuff from your liver, bile from your liver when you drink coffee, and that's why it can make you.
So bile is like a.
It can make you shit.
Quicker picker-upper.
Like a little lubricant.
Okay.
Of sorts.
Ew.
Yeah.
You know, I like Dunkin', but I went the other day and I ordered a cold brew with sweet foam, and like they gave me my drink, and I was like, it was milky color. I was like, I don't want that. They like scolded me and shook their finger at me, like, you should order it this certain way. And I was like,
ooh.
It's just a coffee, bro.
Yeah.
Like, hook me up. Give me what I want. And then I swore I'd never go back, but then I went back this morning because some Dunkins are better than others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like this one place was giving me cold Dunkin' Sammies, and I don't want that.
No.
Yeah. But it's always hot, well put together.
Nice.
And there's a new one that they suck. The lines are long and you get your sandwich and it's just all
I had an idea.
Up. What?
Years and years ago.
Yeah?
It's going to be a coffee shop called The Usual.
Okay.
All you have to do, like if you have the same order every day, boom. I think Starbucks does it now. You can like pre-order.
Oh.
But here was my idea. They have the same coffee shop on either side of the road because you know, like
sure.
You can't
yeah.
pull out and go left
yeah,
if
no.
you're heading north and
mm-mm.
vice versa. So same coffee shop, opposite sides of the road.
Okay.
Get it coming and going.
Okay.
It's just more efficient.
Is that it? Is that your...
That was
I
my
want
great
more.
Idea.
Oh, well. I don't know that we could consider that a great idea. I'm sorry. That's
well,
just like a mediocre idea.
Okay. I'm going to sidetrack us into another topic.
I'm ready.
Guys have been working out like now more than ever, right? Like,
have they been?
Just like gym crazy. I don't know. Or you see it more.
Okay.
So,
I want to see it
I
more.
Saw this guy the other day and he had this like, his butt was so bulbous.
Ew.
Like from working out, doing squats.
Like a Kim Kardashian
butt? It
made
me uncomfortable. Yeah. Oh. It's just like two milk duds attached to the back of this guy's butt.
I just imagine now eating milk duds and thinking about a butt. No.
It's just that it made me uncomfortable. Like it, like the shape of his
yeah,
butt.
It's like unholy.
Yeah, and there was this kid in high school, first name Ben. I remember sitting on the bleachers while whatever, gym class, people were playing basketball, whatever, and they're like, Ben has such a nice butt. Ben,
yeah.
Like, oh, no, I'm looking at it. I'm like, what is nice about that? It's just, I don't know.
Was it like the milk dud butt?
It was like the milk dud butt. I just don't find that attractive.
No.
I don't even look at guys' asses, really.
I don't either.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-mm. Weird.
Yeah, that is weird. Milk dud ass.
Milk dud booty.
Where do you go from that?
I don't
what
know.
About the arms? Like, were the arms built up too or just the butt?
I think it was so distracted by the bus.
You don't even know.
Look at the rest.
Were you at the gym?
I only saw him going. I think we were on vacation.
Oh. Yeah. Where at? Mm-hmm. This might help understand better.
Where was I? No, we were just on vacation at a state park.
Okay.
I don't know if
it was your staycation.
Yeah, I think it was hiking.
Wonder if he was like, maybe he hikes a lot and the butt just gets a lot of work when you
do that.
It's
a lot of booty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kim Kardashian, she has, their butts are crazy. Like money can't buy you everything, I guess. Because like who would want an ass like that? I guess some people though, and it's appealing. I would know because my butt does not look like that.
You have to have all your clothes custom made probably because like how do you, that's not a natural proportion.
Yeah, and I'm sure they can afford it too because they're rich. And she had, you know what? She's like got famous from a sexy tape. Like, that was leaked, right?
Yeah, and her dad was one of the lawyers for the
OJ.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Uh-huh. Oh, the trial. You know, my mom told me she's addicted to the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. What? Like, my grandfather was addicted to the OJ trial.
I was thinking that the other day because my coworker was like, hey, they just announced that he won. I'm like, that was the OJ trial of this year.
Except it wasn't like anyone getting brutally murdered.
No. Just his career.
And burn. But he's, I mean, they're fine.
He'll be fine.
Who really cares about either of them?
It was like a puppet show, I think.
Yeah. Did you say puppy show?
Maybe not. No, puppet show.
Puppet show.
Yeah.
Oh, like.
Yeah. I think a little bit. Like, yeah. They knew what they were getting into. Like, it's not bad. It might be bad publicity for her in the end, but I don't think it is for him.
Yeah. He already had enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like 6 years ago.
Like nobody cares.
Right. But some people did care. Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in. We're going to be doing one of these a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking
at
you.
On the reg.
Yeah, on the reg. That's right. On the reg. Like you want your period to be if you get your period. And pooping. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pooping on the reg. That's where it's at, really. Yeah. So thanks for tuning in. And get ready for more bowel movement topics coming up real soon.